My name is Lilu, or Lindsay, and I will be reading an excerpt from my classroom management strategies. It is essential to gain the trust and respect of the students in the classroom. To do that effectively, a teacher must learn their students' names. Learning and remembering simple things about them to build rapport is an excellent way to gain respect and the trust of students. A perfect way to learn about the student's background and history is to send them home with an About You page filled out and given back to the teacher the next day. It can include activities that they like, their birthday, and contact information so the teacher can quickly contact the student's parents if something is amiss. Having a classroom where the students have set expectations is critical. Daily routines are an excellent way to establish good habits. It's also important to have the rewards and discipline that are well outlined and expected so the students know what will happen if they miss assignments or misbehave in class. It is also essential to ensure that the students feel like they can be themselves in the classroom. In any school where creativity is encouraged, having students become their authentic selves can help bolster their creative juices and help them become more engaged with the lessons. Remembering that children are people is a vital part of the learning process, and knowing that students cannot necessarily check their frowns or bad days at the door of the classroom can help build the rapport between the teacher and the student. That doesn't mean allowing the student's feelings to disrupt the classroom, but instead allowing them to use their feelings in a creative process to a healthy degree. Personal guidelines for entering the class. Be respectful of people, the classroom, and supplies. Be your authentic self. Be kind. Treat others the way you like to be treated. Classroom rules. Check the daily schedule and post it at the door or on the online school app. Come in to the class quietly and start practice journals. Put supplies back where you found them. Everyone must help clean the community spaces. Consequences. Verbal warnings. Written notes home to parents. Meetings with parents. A reward system for students to do well in the classroom is also good. This can be a reward for the entire class or individual rewards for students. Examples include if a student performs well in class, they can go home with a homework pass. If many students do well in class, there can be a free day, which could include having a small party or possibly a free choice day where they could choose what they want to do as a group. Having respect and compassion for your students doesn't mean letting them walk all over you. Instead, it means setting boundaries, guidelines, and routines that students can count on so they know what to expect. This ensures the classroom management is obtained and better results for students learning better. This ensures that classroom management is obtained and better results for student learning outcomes can happen. Thank you.